Let's do speed jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hartford. We'll take more of your calls in a little bit, too, if you want to jump in on the conversation. We haven't even talked about the fog fireworks, but we'll get to that and more. Stay there. Jokes have come in. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you, Ken Fredrickson in Wonder Lake, Wisconsin, Dave Carr in Canada, Brian Pennikoff in Gurnee. Jonathan from Wisconsin says, I'm still counting to 10 on one set of hands. After the 4th of July, hooray for me. I guess he means two hands, one set. Steve from St. John, Indiana says, this year's fireworks must have been buy one, get 67,000 free, because boy, were they shooting them off in his neighborhood. Frank in Kewaunee, Shell in Aurora, Joe in Arlington Heights, James Wing in Southwest Michigan. Father Ron is back after 15 days on vacation. Great trip. Ed in Lyle, Sandy C., is entertaining herself in Wisconsin. Floyd White in Crown Point, Indiana. He's the author of two books, Who is to Blame and Who's to Blame Now? And Alan Anthony writes, greetings from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. He sent in his first speed joke ever. Andy, my wife keeps psychoanalyzing me. I said, we should fire the pool boy. And she goes, is that because you feel threatened by younger men? And I said, no, it's because we don't have a pool. I do not like French restaurants.
Why is that?
The waiters give me the creeps. I rolled my ankle playing basketball. This is the joke you're going to do.
Okay. Hey, John.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but I rolled my ankle playing basketball.
You did?
Now I'm Canadian.
Really?
I'm walking oot in a boot.
I think my wife's trying to kill me.
Why do you say that?
Well, yesterday she made me a sandwich. I almost choked on a chicken bone.
Well, that happens sometimes.
In a peanut butter sandwich? Brenda and I recently went to Australia to adopt a marsupial. They wouldn't let us.
Why not?
They said we weren't qualified. Andy, I just want to say I'm not schizophrenic, and neither am I. Andy, someone hit me with a jar of mayonnaise over the weekend.
We know, John. You said, what the hell, man? That was a joke from last week.
Okay, how about this one? What did the mayonnaise say when someone opened the refrigerator? Hey, close the door. I'm dressing.
John, you know why I decided not to make my own mayonnaise?
No.
Too whiskey.
Andy, just before the 4th, I stopped at one of those roadside stands and spent a lot of money on fireworks. I mean, I spent a ton of money.
Well, I'll bet the owner was happy to see you coming.
Oh, you bet he was. As I was leaving, he gave me a high 3. Hey, let's be safe out there.
Yeah.
X-Lax is apparently looking...
From the high 3 to X-Lax.
Because we're all 12 years old here, stand by for an X-Lax joke. X-Lax is apparently looking for a band to headline their new advertising campaign. Do you know who they're going to use, Andy?